Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today I have as my guest, Ms. Tina Starks. Ms. Tina Starks is the mother of James Wendell Glover. James Glover was charged and sentenced to a 20-year sentence where he will serve 15 years. The charges were battery and robbery. The Cobb County Police Department in the state of Georgia directed me to the public information officer who said he was very familiar with the case. I was then told to call the superior to speak to the first district attorney, where I was told that they had no comment. Now, with that, then we're going to go to a song and we're going to come back. Yes. Hello, is this Ms. Tina Starks?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Starks. This is Angela Butler from Show Talk with Angela Butler. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I just got through introducing you. How are you this afternoon, Ms. Starks?
I'm actually good.
You know, every day
that God allows me another day to get up and fight, you know, I'm good.
Okay. You had called me in reference to your son, James Wendell Glover, am I correct?
That's correct, uh-huh.
Okay, your son, I believe, what was your son charged with? And what was his sentencing?
They charged him, they had him like seven different charges. But the one that they sent him to prison on was aggravated assault and one other charge. And that aggravated assault is what sends them straight to an adult prison.
Okay.
He was found innocent on the other charges, but found guilty on two of the charges. And the judge said that the jury didn't understand what they were doing because there was no way that they can find him guilty on this charge and innocent on those on the other charges when all the charges were saying the same thing. They were just worded differently.
Okay, understand that. They charged him with the same crime more than one time.
Exactly.
Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay.
He just said it was worded differently. It was the same thing, just worded differently. But the one that they found him guilty on is the one that gives them a lot of time.
Okay. Is your son currently in prison?
Yes, he is.
Juvenile detention or prison? How old is your son now?
Oh, no, he's actually in adult prison now.
How old is your son? As of a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
How old was your son when he was first sent, when he was first charged and put in juvenile detention?
15 years old.
And he's 18 now?
He's 17. Mm-hmm.
He's 17. He's in adult prison.
Yes, in adult prison. In Cobb County, at the age of 17, they consider the kids grown. So at the age of 17, they send them over to the adult jail now here in Cobb County. Now, at the age of 17, you can't vote. You can't get your own apartment. So why do they consider them grown when they want to, you know, throw them under the jail for a crime?
What kind of student was your son? Had he ever been in trouble at that age? I mean, he was 15, am I correct?
He was 15 years old, that's correct.
Had he been in any trouble at school?
He hadn't been in any trouble. Like the gang charge that they trying to throw at him was something as simple as some kids fighting in a bathroom. And, you know, all the kids had heard that these kids were going to fight in the bathroom. So all the kids rushed in the bathroom to see this fight. My son did the same thing, went in and watched this fight, and the boys actually went in there and jumped on, you know, we had to go before the board and all that kind of stuff, and the boy was like, no, you know, your son didn't put his hand on me. But, of course, you know, Cobb County, and my son was going to a predominantly white school, In Cobb County, in the school system, if there are three or more blacks just standing around, it could be me, you, and a particular another particular person in Cobb County, that's considered a gang. And so it was more, it was a lot of kids. It was a whole lot of kids that rushed in the bathroom to see this fight. And the principal over there, that's how he got that gang charge. But that charge was dropped in juvenile. But they kept trying to bring that up, you know, in his trial, trying to defame him because they didn't have anything else on my child.
Didn't have anything else on your son.
They didn't have anything on my child. My child has never been in trouble with the law before, don't even have a criminal history record, anything.
Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about when your son was arrested. Not when he was arrested, but so much what I'm trying to say, let me see if I can word this right. Was your son at the man's residence? Was he somewhere else by eyewitnesses or something like that?
He wasn't at the scene of the crime with these kids.
Okay.
So no, he wasn't. He was actually going, you know, going in that direction at a convenience store. But he wasn't with those children when they went to the scene of the crime to commit this crime.
Okay.
So he was going the wrong way at the wrong time.
Okay, but they could put him somewhere else, right?
Yes.
Okay. At the time, I just want to make this clear to Liz. They could put him somewhere else when the crime was being committed, right?
Exactly. Yes, they can. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't be at two places at one time.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
That's what they were saying.
If he was a Olympic bike rider, you see what I'm saying? But there was no way he can be over here beating this man and be at a convenience store at the same time.
Okay.
But they didn't want the attorney to present that timeline to show the jurors that. You see what I'm saying? Anything to defame my son, they didn't want it presented so the jurors could see that it wasn't this child.
Okay. We've got some callers. Do you mind if I take the callers?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to ask if they have any questions.
Okay.